Hi, Barry Eaton here. It's showtime. And away we go with another opening to another showtime.
Another opening, another show in Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. A chance for stage folks to say hello. Another opening of another show. Another job that you hope at last will make your future forget your past. Another pain where the ulcers grow. Another opening of another show. 4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse. 3 weeks and it couldn't be worse. 1 week will it ever be right? Then out of the hat is that big first night. The overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
Another opening, another show. In Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. A chance for stage folks to say hello. Another opening of another show. Another job that you hope that lasts will make your future forget your past. Another pain where the ulcers grow. Another opening of another show. 4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse. 3 weeks and it couldn't be worse. But it will never be right.
And that was the original Broadway production of Kiss Me, Kate, based on Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. Well, it was then made into a film, a very, very popular show. And this is one of the big songs.
A troupe of strolling players are we. Shakespearean portrayers are we. We're just a simple band who roams about the land, dispensing thunder of frivolity. We're folk who give distraction, are we? No theater guild attraction, are we? We're just a crazy group that never ceases to troop around the map of Little Italy. We open at Venice, we explain the Roma. Onto Cremona.
Lots of laughs in Cremona.
Our next stop is Parma. That's dingy, dingy Venice. Then Mantua, then Padua. To be open again.
Where?
We open in Venice. We next play Verona. Then on to Cremona.
That's a quail in Cremona.
Our next stop is Parma. Then heartless, heartless Venice. Then Mantua, then Padua. To be open again. Where?
We open in Venice. Love that song. And that was a wonderful cast as well. Catherine Grayson, Howard Keel, and the beautiful Ann Miller. The 1953 film. Well, it was on stage on Broadway first, 48, then the film, 53. It's been revived so many times over the years. So why am I opening this week's Showtime? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's coming back to London in June. Yep. Well, Cole Porter writing all the music may have something to do with his popularity. So if you're going to be in London from June onwards, I would reckon grab a ticket, it shall be great fun. Tony Award-winning actress Stephanie J. Bloch will be the star of Kiss Me, Kate on the West End. I was talking about shows that just keep on keeping on. What about The Lion King? There's certainly a lot of love for that show.
I can see what's happening.
What?
And they don't have a clue.
Who?
they'll fall in love, and here's the bottom line. Our trio's down to two.
Oh.
The sweet caress of twilight, there's magic everywhere. And with all this romantic atmosphere, disaster's in the air.
Tell her, but how to make her see the truth about my past? Impossible. She'd turn away from me.
He's holding back, he's hiding. But what? I can't decide. Why won't he be the king I know he is? The king I see inside.
Can you feel the love? The evening brings the world for us in perfect harmony with all its living things.
Feel the love tonight from The Lion King. As I said before, long running. Well, The music by Elton John and Tim Rice, well, it's been playing on Broadway since 1997. That must be some kind of record. What a wonderful show. I guess if you haven't seen it, you're one of the very few people in the world who loves musical theatre. Okay, back to another original Broadway show now, and Chicago with Gwen Verdon.
And now, the six merry murderesses of the Cook County Jail in their rendition of the Cell Block Tango.
Pop. Six. Squish. Uh-uh. Cicero. Lip shit. Pop, sit, squish. Uh-uh. Cicero. Lip shit. Pop, sit, squish. Uh-uh. Cicero. Lip shit.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it,
I bet you would have done the same.
Pop, sit, squish.
Uh-uh. Cicero. Lip shit.
You know how people have these little habits that get you down? No, not chew. Pop. Well, I come home this one day, and there's Bernie laying on the couch chewing. No, not chewing. Popping. So I said to him, I said, Bernie, you pop that gum one more time. And he did. So I took the shotgun off the wall, and I fired two warning shots into his head.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself.
I met Ezekiel Young from Salt Lake City about 2 years ago, and he told me he was single, and we hit it off right away. So we started living together. He'd go to work, he'd come home, I'd mix him a drink, we'd have dinner. Then I found out, single my ass. Not only was he married, well, he had six wives, one of them Mormons, you know. So that night when he came home, I mixed him his drink as usual. You know, some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
He had it coming. Arsenic. He had a arsenic. For lips, he took a plow. Arsenic. In his car. And when he used it, and he abused it, snick, it was a murder, but not a lie. It's malicious.
Now I'm standing in the kitchen, carving up the chicken for dinner, and in storms my husband Wilbur in a jealous rage. You've been screwing the milkman, he said. And he kept saying, you've been screwing the milkman. Then he ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times.
If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
Meet Kara Shakinit. Osmonia Korahir Slakum Lepokta Oferia met a Megla Choktamu fight. Then Emiga Shane Arthur Convayuk. Nem to the Mepunyan Kusam Hodian Tetem. Probably the more in the shaking me my Erasne than Emerte take me.
But did you do it?
Uh-uh. Not guilty.
My sister Veronica and I did this double act, and my husband Charlie traveled around with us. For the last number in our act, we did these 20 acrobatic tricks in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Splits, spread eagles, flip-flops, backflips, one right after the other. Well, this one night we were in Cicero, the three of us, and we were in this hotel room boozing and having a few laughs, and we run out of ice. So I went out to get some. I come back, open the door. There's Veronica and Charlie. Doing number 17, the spread eagle. Well, I was in such a state of shock, I completely blacked out. I can't remember a thing. It wasn't until later, when I was washing the blood off my hands, I even knew they were dead. They had it coming.
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 They took a foul along.
I didn't do it.
And they used fighting fights. And then they abused it.
I'll give them to me
that I was wrong.
Loved Alvin Lipschitz. He was a real artistic guy. Sensitive. A painter. But he was always trying to find himself. He'd go out every night looking for himself. And on the way he found Ruth, Gladys, Rosemary, and Irving. I guess you can say we broke up because of artistic differences. He saw himself as alive, and I saw him dead.
The dirty bum, bum, bum.
They had it
all along.
How did they use?
How did they use?
As they abused.
That's what you tell us.
between the spread eagle.
Artistic differences.
I bet you would have won the same.
Yeah, he had it coming. Gwen Verdon from the original Chicago production on Broadway. And the Cell Block Tango. Here's another show that keeps on popping up every now and then. Lionel Bart's Oliver.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. We take it to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself for the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares whatever we got to share? If it's a chance to be, we should see some harder days. Empty lot of days. Why grouse? Always a chance we'll meet somebody to fit the bill. Then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss. Far off the same consideration we can state. Consider yourself one of us. Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family.
We've taken to you.
So strong. It's clear we're
going to get along.
Consider yourself
well in.
Consider yourself twice to be la-di-da up a tea. There's a cup of tea for all.
Only it's wise to be anywhere for rolling things when the landlord comes to fall.
Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss.
For after some consideration we can state.
Consider yourself,
yes,
one of us.
Consider yourself. we
Consider Yourself One of Us from Oliver. That was from the West End production in 1994. I remember seeing the Australian production back when I was a young drama student, and one of the stars of that was the legendary Barry Humphries, obviously very early in his career. Well, while we're in London, we should always pop off to the Bridge Theatre and have a look at the production there of Guys and Dolls, another revival. Here's the original Broadway cast.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on a date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners, you might refuse to stay, and so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight, luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck, be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, it isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight.
Luck, let a gentleman
see
how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck, be a lady with me. A lady wouldn't flirt with strangers. She'd have a heart, she'd have a soul. A lady wouldn't make little snake eyes at me when I've bet my life on this roll. So let's keep the party polite.
Let's keep the party polite.
Never get out of my sight.
Never get out of my sight.
Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady.
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 What's the matter? Roll the dice.
Luck be a lady tonight. And that was actually Robert Alder, who was the father of Alan Alder, who we associate with that wonderful TV series, MASH. So that's where Alan got his talent from. And it's a treasured possession of mine. It was a vinyl recording of the original Broadway show that came from my father's collection. It is very old and a real treasure. Hope you enjoyed it. Guys and Dolls hit Broadway in November 1950. Round about that time, also one of the very big shows was Annie Tetchihan on stage and, of course, on film.
Oh, my mother was frightened by a shotgun, they say. That's why I'm such a wonderful shot. I'd be out in the cactus and I'd practice all day. And now tell me, what have I got? I'm quick on the trigger with targets not much bigger than a pinpoint. I'm number one, but my score with a feller is lower than a sailor. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. When I'm with a pistol, I sparkle like like a crystal. Yes, I shine like the morning sun. But I lose all my luster when with a bronco buster. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. If I went to battle with someone's herd of cattle, you'd have steak when the job was done. But if I shot the herder, they'd holler bloody murder. And you can't shoot a male in the tail like a quail. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. If I shot a rabbit, some furrier would grab it for a coat that would warm someone. But you can shoot a lover and use him for a cover. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. The gals with umbrellas are always out with fellers in the rain or the blazing sun. But a man never trifles with gals who carry rifles. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. A Tom, Dick, or Harry will build a house for Carrie when the preacher has made them one. But he can't build your houses with buckshot in his trousers. For a man may be hot, but he's not when he's shot. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun.
The legendary Ethel Merman. Betty Hutton went on to play it on the film, by the way. One of the other big shows around about that time was Paint Your Way. And the film version of that starred Clint Eastwood and also Lee Marvin. Both of them in a musical, I think probably for the first and maybe last time.
Star. Do I know where hell is? Hell is as in hello. Heaven is goodbye forever. It's time for me to go. I'm all alone under a wandering star. A wandering, wandering star.
What can make you prisoner at the place? Can make you dry? Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true.
Songs, especially from Paint Your Way and A Wandering Star. And that was on my vinyl collection as well. It's wonderful to have some vinyl still around. Although it's very, very popular these days, isn't it? Right, let's come back to 2024 and a show that's had a wonderful long run and is about to start a UK tour. In fact, it just started a couple of days ago as we go to air, is Come From Away. The story of 38 planes having to land in Newfoundland, in a real emergency.
On the northeast tip of North America, on an island called Newfoundland, there's an airport. It used to be one of the biggest airports in the world, and next to it is a town called Gander.
Welcome to the rack if you come from away. Huh? You probably understand about a half of what we say. Yeah. They say no man's an island, but an island makes a man.
Especially when one comes from one like Newfoundland. Welcome to the rock.
That morning, I'm in the classroom. It's our first day back, and the school buses are on strike, so I'm covering for Annette, who's running late.
Sorry, Beulah. How's the kids?
Not exactly thrilled to be inside on such a gorgeous day. So I told them we'd only have a half day this morning, and they were quite pleased, until I told them we'd have the other half in the afternoon.
Welcome to the wildest weather that you've ever heard of,
where everyone is nicer, but it's never nice above.
Welcome to the farthest place you'll get from Disneyland.
Fish and chips and shipwrecks.
This is Newfoundland. Welcome to the rock. An islander, I am an islander.
Kids cross Airport Boulevard to get to school, and that time of day, people are in a little bit of a rush to get to work and stuff. So, normally, I sit there and run my radar.
Whoop, whoop.
And if they're speeding, I'll stop them and write out a warning ticket. I'll write STFD. Slow the fuck down.
Welcome to the land where the winter strikes to kill us, and we said,
we will not be killed.
Welcome to the land where the water strikes to drown us, and we said,
we will not be drowned.
Welcome to the land where we lost our loved ones, and we said,
we will still go on.
Welcome to the land where the wind tried to blow,
and we said no.
That morning I drop my kids off at school and head to the SPCA, where I'm greeted by my other kids, all barking and meowing for breakfast and a belly rub. Not that I'm complaining, I love them. But by the time feeding is done, I got to get back to pick up my human kids. So I take just 1 second for myself, and I'm sitting in my car.
I'm in the library.
I'm in the staff room.
And I turn on the radio.
You are here at the start of a moment, on the edge of the world, where the river meets the sea. Here
on the edge of the Atlantic, on an island in between there and here.
I'm running my radar when Bonnie comes by. She pulls up and she is waving at me like mad. So I roll down my window and she says,
Oz, turn on the radio.
Slow it down.
Jesus H. Oz, turn on your radio.
Where our story starts.
It's my first day at the station.
Where we'll end the night.
I'm getting coffee for the picket line.
Where we know by heart.
It's 5 minutes to my smoke break.
Every single flight.
I'm off to work at the airport.
Welcome to the park. Welcome to the trees. To the ocean and the sky and whatever's in between. To the ones who've left, yet never truly gone. Our candles in the window and the kettle's always on. When the sun is coming up and the world has come ashore. If you're hoping for a harbor, then you'll find an open door. In the winter from the water, through whatever's in the way. To the ones who have come from the way. Welcome to the rock.
Come From Away, started back on Broadway in 2013. That was the original cast there, and it's still around 11 years later. Great show. A show that's very popular on Broadway right now is called Six, and it's about the wives of Henry VIII transform themselves into a 21st century girl band performing in a concert. And here's the Broadway cast.
Changes a restless type, untamable. You came my way, and I knew a storm could come too. You lift me high or let me fall. Took your hand, promised I'd withstand any blaze you blew my way. 'Cause something inside it solidified, and I knew I'd always stay. You can build me up, you can tear me down, you can try. Like a river runs dry and leaves its scars behind.
Natalie Paris and My Heart of Stone. Now it's time for our Fisher special, and with ABBA celebrating their 50th anniversary of winning Eurovision with the song Waterloo, we're going to have a look at Mamma Mia, a stage tribute which keeps on coming back again and again. But now the original Eurovision winning song. That's how it started. Then Mamma Mia was born in 1999 for its West End premiere. It went on to Broadway and, of course, all over the world. And then in 2008, it was made into a film, featuring, of course, all the music of ABBA.
I have a dream.
The film came out in 2008 and had a wonderful all-star cast. There was Meryl Streep, Pierce Brosnan, Colin Firth, and Christine Baranski. Enjoy now as we listen to some of the great music from Mamma Mia. There's too many hit songs to play in the time we have left, but Dancing Queen is one of them.
Dancing Queen.
And there's time for one more. So let's wrap it up with You Know What.
I was cheated by you, and I think you know when. So I made up my mind, it must come to an end. Fire within my soul.
Do have to let you go. See you next time on Showtime.